Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone, easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends, and then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but look
so,
at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrub-a-dub-dub.
Today's guest is very, very special.
You could call her a friend of the show.
She's a best friend
of the show.
A best friend of the show. She's a best friend of life.
Yes.
In life.
Yes.
She's a businesswoman. She's an entrepreneur. She's a boss. She's just a modern woman, if you will.
A modern woman, if you will.
And I can't believe this is the first time she's on Scrubbing In, but...
And hopefully the first of many. We want to have more of our friends come on. So please...
That's right.
Let us know if you enjoy...
Today's episode,
yes.
And if you don't... Don't let us know.
Yeah, yeah.
But without further ado, we are so happy to welcome Allie Grant!
Woo!
Welcome to Scrubbing In, Allie Grant.
Welcome.
I'm so honored to be here. Like, this is crazy.
A long time coming.
7 years, basically.
Yeah.
I was going to say six, but I guess we're approaching seven.
We're approaching seven.
Wow.
Almost a decade.
A decade of Scrubbing In.
That's crazy.
It just felt like this was the right time to have you, though.
Why is that?
Yeah.
Because y'all are both in a wedding planning season.
Yes.
You're friends now. There was a time where y'all were like, just acquaintances.
Y'all were just frenemies.
Y'all were acquaintances.
Yeah, like we were your best friends, but we didn't have our own relationship.
Right. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
And now we do.
Yes, now we do. We had a big turning moment.
Yeah, and I don't really remember
what
that
was. You don't remember that conversation? Of course.
What happened? What did I say?
You don't remember that
conversation? I really don't.
Yeah, let's
set the scene. My memory is like, I have the worst memory.
When did it happen?
I want to say it was one of JoJo's Cupshe launches.
It was at that restaurant
in
Venice.
She has a Cupshe launch like every other month.
It was her first one.
Yeah, it was the first one ever. And it's true. You were Becca's best friend. I was Becca's best friend, but we were not intertwined.
Yeah.
And we had this like breakthrough conversation. I believe we both had like a drink in us.
Yeah, a drink or two, I'm sure.
And it was like,
we just had this breakthrough moment of we didn't really get along because you had told me, and I said I felt like you were all business. Like,
I remember this. Yeah.
Like, I felt like all you cared about was business. You had no interest in like being my friend.
I literally care zero about business. It's all a facade. But
no,
yeah.
but you even admitted it. You were like, I think I was so just like tunnel vision for so long.
Yeah.
And like, you were like, I don't know what has happened to me, but like, you were saying you had this like, I don't want to say come to Jesus moment, but like you had like some sort of life epiphany. Yeah. And like, we just totally like put it all out there. And then from that moment on, we like sparked our own friendship.
Yeah.
But then I walked up to the conversation and I think Tanya was like, we're friends now. And I was like, okay, were y'all weren't friends? And she was like, well, like we're like friends. Like
we're
we
like
get
actually
it.
Friends.
We're like
now.
Actually friends now.
So that was exciting.
Yeah. It was a big moment. And it's blossomed since then.
Yeah. Now I like text you without her on it.
Yeah.
We have our own
actually,
friendship.
Y'all do that. I have to ask you to text each other without me on it. Because y'all text me in the group chat about
like
things
in the,
that y'all
she'll
wanna,
not say anything. Yeah,
like for like a long time.
Literally. And then I'm like, hey, can y'all move this out to your personal one-on-one chat?
And we're like, happily, bye.
Yeah, we don't need you, Becca.
It's really a full circle we've come.
Yeah. I know. And I love it for us.
Me
and
too.
You're right, Becca. Like, we are both we're brides to be.
Brides to be.
Yeah.
So we're in like the same era. Like,
but like, if you would have asked me when I first met you, like you guys were already best friends. If you were to say that I was going to come to your bachelorette party, I would have thought,
hell no.
Not in hell.
Not in hell is very different than hell no, but okay.
Why not in hell? Why?
Yeah.
Because we just weren't friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's always
that
like,
we would become that close.
Yeah.
You know?
It's always interesting. I think I saw like a meme about this. It's like you have this like special respect for like your best friend's best friend, right? Like,
yeah.
And it's like, I felt like I had that for you, but we like just didn't ever like intertwine.
Right.
And I agree with you. You probably would have never thought that.
Right.
At all. But I think actually, Becca, you made sort of like a move, if you will. You invited me to her 35th, 36th birthday party. Do you remember that?
It was just last year.
Yeah. Like to Robbie. Did Robbie invite me? I don't know. I was there. I showed
up. To Sunny's birthday?
No.
No.
To
Tanya's
my birthday dinner
birthday.
Was like my only closest friends. It was last year, last July.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Where were we?
At the Beverly Mayborn.
Hills. The Mayborn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I felt like that also felt like a, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
You know?
I've arrived. Yeah.
In Tanya's life.
And that was like my closest. Like that was
bless
like my
me.
Core. No, but no, I'm saying like that was like, bless that was me. It. That was like just my closest friends. I didn't have like a birthday party. It was literally just like dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The people do want to know, you know, Tanya's very vocal about her, I want to say jealousy, being territorial over
jealousy's
me
fine.
And jealousy.
Jealousy's accurate.
And people want to know if you feel the same way about my friendship with other people.
No.
What?
Okay. So, no. I'm so, like, independent. Like, I'm the type of person that could just, like, sit in my room all day and, like, not talk to anyone. Like, similar to you, Becca. Like, I'm shocked we talk every day because, like, I feel like both of us could, like, never talk to each other. But somehow we do.
Yeah.
But no, I don't have that. I just don't. I don't know. I've had it with like boyfriends in the past and things like that, but
yeah,
like,
it's like the same,
but not in female friendships. No,
interesting. All
I don't know. I feel like I get what I need from Becca as a friend, and like I don't know.
Oh, you never. Okay, that's interesting because I do have a thing with like I always need more.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But you need more from everybody.
Correct.
That's not just me.
Yeah,
correct.
So it's not just like a Becca thing.
That's just correct. Being a contentment thing. Just a contentment.
Because it's not about me in therapy. This is about Allie Grant.
So since we're in the friendship conversation, a lot of people want to know how you and I met. People don't know our origin story.
Ooh.
Should we just tell them the truth about why we look alike and how we know each other so well?
That
why
we finally
you look
did
alike?
Our DNA.
Yeah. Our DNA test.
Yeah. We're sisters. Actual sisters.
We're very distant cousins.
I don't believe it at all.
She has family from Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I'm from Louisiana. And we discovered that we have...
First of all, you met in San Diego.
Right. Okay. Well, also, actually, do you want me to tell the story?
Yeah. Your perspective
Yeah, your
of
perspective
it.
Okay,
yeah,
on
perspective
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this was like 2015, 2016.
I love 15. A year time
we were
stamp.
Like 27 years old, 26. 26?
I was 26.
Don't I? She tries to claim she's like 24. So much
younger. I'm a year younger than you.
You're 10 months younger than me.
Anyways, when we met, I was 26 and you're 27.
I think we were both 26. Anyways, so we were in San Diego. You were coming off The Bachelor?
I had just come off Ben's season of The Bachelor.
And you were starting to do partnerships, Sugar Bear Hair, like all of those things. I had my business, Be Social, where I was like repping influencers and like helping them monetize.
Oh, so you had that before? For some reason, I thought you started it with Becca.
Do you think Becca was the owner of these? She does claim this. Yeah.
No, not the owner, but that you like started the business. Like she was your launching pad.
No.
Oh, interesting. No, I didn't know that.
I already had clients. Mm-hmm. It was already a business for like a year or two.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd already had the curve.
Yeah, I was like 24 when I started it.
That's crazy.
So yeah,
we got to get into the business.
Yeah, but Becca was a huge launching pad for me. I feel like getting into the Bachelor Nation was like huge for the like influencer business. But we had a mutual friend named Cole, who's a photographer. And what she like, you met her through church or something?
Yeah, when I was in San Diego, I don't even think we met. We knew mutual people. Maybe we had met once, but she had just started photography,
right,
and wanted to shoot me. And then she was like, what are you wanting to do
with your life other than the sugar
I have a bear. Friend you should meet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think she texted me, do you want to meet this girl? Knew nothing about like The Bachelor. Like I'm not like, I don't really watch the show. I didn't really. The only reason I did know her name though is because I lived in San Diego at the time and you lived in San Diego at the time. And when you were on the show, it was like, I'm from San Diego, right? Or something.
Yeah.
I would like walk into stores and people would be like, oh my gosh, are you Becca from The Bachelor?
like they thought you looked like her?
Yes. Like literally thought I was her. I got text messages from like so many friends from college that were like, is she your cousin? Is that like, who is that, your sister? Like, I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I did like know of her, because of that. But yeah, I was like down to meet her. I think at the time you had like 300,000 followers or something like that, which is crazy. Like you had what? How many before? Zero? 12?
Well, yeah, you should start at zero.
When you're like a normal person. Yeah, yeah. You had like 1,000. And then you have 300,000. Mm-hmm. Like that's so
overnight,
wild.
Yeah.
Overnight, literally. And you had no idea what to do with it, I'm sure.
Well, no, it wasn't. There was no... What I do now and what you do wasn't really
a big
thing yet, especially in the reality TV world. So nowadays, I feel like people are chomping at the bit, managers and agencies, to talk to the girls from The Bachelor. But when I was on there, no, there was nothing like that.
Yeah.
A trailblazer you were.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I owe this all to Cole, which is like, I need to tell her that more often. Thank you, Cole. And what, we met like in Orange County for some reason. I don't remember why.
Y'all were down there and you repped Caitlin Carter. You still rep Caitlin Carter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Kelsey White. And they were shooting with Cole. And we all went to dinner together.
Ah, yeah. And we had like a first meeting.
Yeah.
And we talked about what you wanted to do. And I was like, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of me initially? Just a businesswoman?
No.
That's me.
No, I had... So when I talked to Cole, I started thinking, oh, maybe I should meet with some man... Or maybe it was Amy who told me I should like meet with some people in the industry and just figure out what I want to do. So I met with a few different management companies and I just... It felt very serious and like corporate. And I thought, okay, I've never done this. Maybe this is what it's supposed to feel like. But then when I met you, I felt... different. And I was like,
did it feel
home? Yeah, I felt like a friendship.
It did.
Like it did. It felt
instantly like we're like giggling and laughing and like had the same
humor.
And
it felt very easy, but I also felt very confident in you and what you did. And so I signed and never.
The rest is history.
I mean, it's very rare, I think, for someone to stay with a company.
Yeah, we've been literally working together for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, not 10.
Yeah, wait, how long?
Well, that was 2015.
Like nine years and a half. She's so...
Oh, my God. 9 years.
9 years. And I think that, you know, it's interesting because I work with you and I work with you. And it's normally they say, like, don't work with your best friends. But I think because we're best friends, it's made the work so much more enjoyable and fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've had like amazing times together working and playing, basically. That's so interesting, actually, that both of you work with both of your best friends. Mm-hmm. Like, you're in business with both of your mm-hmm. best friends.
I think that the thing is, I think you're the through line, though, that makes it, like, good. Because I think you are, you know what I mean?
Agree
like,
with that.
I think if you had two people that were at, like, but if you and I tried to work together, it would probably be like
hell, be like hell, 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 hell no. Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean? Like, two very intense people, but like, Becca's more chill and like laid back. And I think it just like works.
Yeah, that is so true. You are like, but she also can be fiery. Like, we both know like the fiery side of Becca.
Yeah, like the stinger.
Yeah, like, and I think it's like, you know what you deserve and like how you should be valued and like all those things. And you mm-hmm. stand up for yourself, definitely. Like, mm-hmm. it's not all just like fun all the time, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like you fight for yourself in business situations.
Yeah, but I feel like, I do feel like, because you're, I don't know if people realize this, Allie's my manager, so she handles all of my brand deals. She handles anything that I am getting compensated for. If I get an opportunity, it's through Allie and her company, which is now the digital department. And it can be very tedious of like, you know, because as my manager, you make a commission on what I say yes to. So if there's something that comes in and I'm like, no, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
It's, you know, that balance of,
it's money off my plate too. Right. Which is like, and I feel like I'm good about that though. Like, I let you say no and I'm not weird about it.
No.
And I feel like that's been your success. It's like, you say yes to the right things and like, look at you now.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the biggest piece of advice you gave me was, we're not going to say yes to things that you don't want to do or don't feel good about doing. Mm-hmm. And I think, had I not signed with you and just had Veronica running my
account. Do people know who Veronica is? Do you know who Veronica is?
I've talked about Veronica, but not everyone knows who Veronica is.
Why don't you explain it?
When I first got off the first season of The Bachelor, when I was on Chris's season, my friend told me that I should have an assistant email that brands could email.
Yeah. I didn't know her name.
Who's your name friend that said that?
It was my friend Crystal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And she had a friend who was a blogger at the time. And she was like, she just uses this email to work with brands. And you can negotiate for yourself. And that way they don't feel, it's not directly you. You can hide behind kind of like the email of negotiating.
Yeah.
So my assistant's name was Veronica Carter. And she...
I didn't know she did this.
Lowballed me. I lowballed myself so much.
How much did you get paid for your first deal when Veronica represented you?
Well, I couldn't believe, you have to understand, I came off The Bachelor and all of a sudden I was getting sent free stuff and all I had to do was post a photo of it. Like, my brain was...
what is this?
Yeah, right, like overdrive.
So I'm getting free clothes and all they want in return is a photo. So then when I started getting the free stuff and getting paid for it, I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was just trying to make enough that I could pay my rent and have extra money. So I was like... in the like 1,000 range.
Okay.
And that was kind of, definitely I could have been making more, but I wasn't, you know, sure.
And so you would like sign the email like best Veronica best, but it was Veronica. You?
Yeah.
Did you ever feel
she
weird
She told
about
me
that?
This trick when I wanted to start doing brand deals. She was like, just make a fake email account and be your own assistant. And I was like,
did you do it?
No, I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I wasn't a very good negotiator. And so then when Allie came in and I was with Be Social at the time, which was Be Social. And I saw what Allie was negotiating for my rates. I was
flabbergasted.
Yeah. And also like, dang, I have really missed a lot of opportunity to make money here.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been such a fun journey. But I want to talk about you starting this company because you were fresh out of college.
Yeah, I had a job before. I worked at a social media agency for like a year or so. But yeah, that was like my only working experience, which is crazy.
And how did you have the vision to create your own company at that age?
I don't know. Like, honestly, like watching Samantha Jones and Sex and the City and but, like, the, I don't know.
How did you do it? Did you like Google, like, how do I start a company? Like, how did you do the infrastructure? Like, you get an LLC and then you get employees and you start paying them. Like, how do you know how to do all this?
I didn't really. And like, that's my biggest like piece of advice is like, try and attach yourself to people who do get it or get like a mentor if you can in this space. And I really didn't have that. My uncle is a CPA, he's an accountant. So he really like guided me in the beginning of like how to set up the LLC. My dad's friend was a lawyer. He helped me with that. So it's kind of like family connections to get it off the ground. I didn't know what I was doing. Like, it was just like absolute chaos. It was just like, and I was growing while trying to build it. So it was just like, it was insanity. But yeah, like Googling, I think I got like literally one of those like for dummies books. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, now there's so much resource about this. Like, there's like Girl Boss, there's Create and Cultivate. Like, there's all these things that you can get information on. Like, honestly, back then, 9-10 years ago, there was not a lot. And I feel like when I told people, oh, I'm going to quit my job and start a business, people were like, you're insane. Like, why would you do that?
Because also, like, when you do that, you don't have health insurance. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, it was a huge risk.
But then how do you get that for your employees?
Health insurance? Yeah. So, I mean, the first few years of the company, like, I wasn't able to provide health. That's a huge cost to a company to provide health insurance. But then at a certain point when we were able to, there's just companies that, like, you can sign up for health insurance.
Got
and then
it. It
provides. So basically the company, like, I would pay half of the premium monthly for my staff. So that's how I set that up. But yeah, it's like it. What?
Well, no, that's I was just so going to ask, how many employees did you start with?
So it was just me at first.
For how long, though?
Like, not that long. Okay. And then I would get, like, paid interns or interns for school credit. And then I would hire them as an assistant. And, like, it just kind of, like, snowballed from there. Mm-hmm. But, like, I had no management experience. Like, I'm trying to, like, manage people, grow them, like, empower them. No clue what I'm doing.
And also, like, creating like an email, like a pitch email, like all these things. Like, I know it sounds very simple, but like, it's actually really hard. Like, when you told me to get the email account to like be my own assistant, I would draft an email and be like, nobody would believe that this is an actual businesswoman.
See, I like that stuff. Like, I love writing and all the creative side. Like, that was easy for me. But like, the business back end, literally my nightmare. Like, to this day, like, that just, like, Becca knows, like, it's just like any of that stuff, like, it really stresses me out. So having like a good operator in your business is key. And that's Kirsten for me, who now has become like one of my best friends. And she's just been with me since literally day one almost. And she is like the operator. She's the numbers person. She's like manages all that stuff, where it allows me to be like in the business and growth and creative and all the things that I like do actually like.
Who was your first client?
Like, so, well, we started with brands. Okay. So we started working with brands. Oh my God. It was like a Pilates company, I want to say. Like, not Pure Bar, but it was a Extend Bar. Do you guys even know what that is now?
No, Extend Bar.
Extend Bar. It was like a bar studio, like a Pure Bar. And they were basically franchising them out and opening like a million studios. And they came to me and they're like, we really want to work with mommy bloggers. Can you get us like mommy bloggers to come in and take the class and do blog posts and like Facebook posts, which is so funny now. Posts. So that was one of the first like brands I worked on solo at my own company. I don't think you know this, but initially Be Social was called Haley PR.
Why?
Haley PR?
Who's Haley?
Her middle name.
My middle name.
Oh.
Dead. Yeah. Like, one of my friends from back in the day still will be like, how's Haley PR? And I'm like, oh, like, gives me shrills down my
spine. How long was it Haley PR before it changed to like, Be Social?
Like, a couple months. Because I was just like freelancing, essentially. So.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't this, and I like made my own logo. I think it had like a daisy in it or something like that. Like, it wasn't good. But yeah, and then it switched to Be Social, and I was like, I need a name that like feels like it can grow, it can build, and it's not attached to me. Like, it's bigger than me. And I actually thought at the time, like, this industry is gonna blow up. Like, I was watching these mommy bloggers come into this like bar studio, post a blog post, and the next day the bar studio is like, oh my God, we have all these people who want to like sign up and be members. And I was like, this is something
that's
huge.
So crazy.
Like, this is bigger than like traditional media.
Do you feel like it's still like that now?
It is very, very like, there's just so many people doing it now, so it's a little bit different. But yes, like, the power of an influencer is like insane, like, always.
Do you see, is there a world where it's not that influencing and this world doesn't exist? Or do you think it's only going to keep growing?
No, it's only going to like keep evolving. Like, if you think about it, like 10 years ago when you first started and today, like, yes, it's different, but it's not that different, right? Yeah. Like, over 10 years, like, it's evolved, but not that much. Like, we have new platforms like TikTok, which we didn't know about. I think it's just going to, like, new platforms will pop up, new creators will become, like, most relevant. Like, it's just going to keep just, like, changing. Mm-hmm. And obviously you get, like, younger demographics starting to, like, dive into it. So now brands are like, Gen Z, like, what does mm-hmm. that look like? So, no, I mean, for us and our careers, hopefully it never goes away. Yeah. But I actually truthfully think, like, it's going to be a longstanding, like, industry.
Like, I honestly think, at least for me personally as a consumer, I purchase stuff off of Instagram yeah. more than I do just on, like, a commercial I see on TV or mm-hmm. anything else. Mm-hmm. I am buying more product off of people linking stuff on Instagram yeah. than anywhere else.
Well, yeah. think about it. It's where you're spending all your time is scrolling Instagram. You're not spending your time at the mall shopping, you know?
Correct.
You're on Instagram. So it's just taking advantage of where people are spending their time, which
yeah.
I want to talk about where people, like, where you see brands spending money and what platforms you see them spending money on. Mm-hmm. But first, we're going to take a break. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
All right. We are back. So in 2020, I believe it was 2020, you texted me that you were going to sell VSocial.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you talk about that? Because I think thinking about starting a company, Haley PR, to be social.
I'm going to regret like saying that. But, yes.
But like growing this baby that
Haley
you
are is just like so not it. It's very funny that you almost named it that.
Haley Kiyoko could have been my like future partner.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. There's some foreshadowing.
You just rep Haley's.
Yeah.
And what was I saying?
Selling the company.
Oh, so you texted me and you had been considering it, and there was a moment where you were like, I'm going to make this decision. I'm selling the company. Can you talk about that? Because I can't imagine growing something and that being my baby and then handing it to someone else.
Yeah. So I sold the company like August 2020, I want to say, which obviously was a very crazy time for mm-hmm. all of us, personally, professionally, whole deal. I was like pretty exhausted at that point in time, kind of going through a big part of our business at that time was like doing events, like in-person activities that completely shuttered. I was, you know, self-funded. I had a very big payroll. I had all the things I had to think about. I had rent. I had just gotten a brand new office downtown LA. It was a lot. Like, it was like, oh my, how am I going to like make it through this? And the previous year was a huge year for influencer marketing. So a very successful year. So kind of going into 2020 this way was, it was frustrating. I had been talking to different companies about selling Be Social at the time in 2019. A lot of them at the time, once COVID hit, they're like, we can't. Like, we just don't have the money right now. A few of the conversations kept going. One in particular, the one I was actually most excited about from day one, was still willing to invest, which I felt like said a lot about that CEO and that company. Ended up making that decision to sell, which was like very, it's hard to explain. Like, it is so much your baby. Like, I feel like my identity is so tied up in this business, which is probably why Tanya thought I was just all business, because I really was. Like, this was my identity. Like, I put so many things aside, like my boyfriend at the time, my personal relationships, like, you know, I like even just like my health and stuff. Like, I just really focused on growing the business. Like, that was my obsession. So this was a huge decision, but at the moment felt really like the right one. And now looking back, it totally was. Like, it really, it helped me take the back end, the operations, the things I don't enjoy, and pass that off to a parent company that's been around longer, that can help me grow, and allowed me to focus on what I love doing, the talent management, the creative, the growing the business. So it's been good. It's been like a roller coaster for me too, though. Like, you let go of so many things, but I was able to keep my autonomy. So, like, I still run this company day to day. Like, I still am part of it. I'm the CEO. Well, now I'm the co-CEO, which I can get into later. But that allowed me to really feel like I was still driving the bus. And that was like the most important piece to me. So
isn't that what some, like most companies, they start and they, because they want to sell to like a big company?
That is,
and
yeah.
Can I ask you, and you don't have to share numbers if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But when you sell your company, like you sell it for a large sum of money, right?
Yeah. So they,
do you get like the payout then and there, or then you still get on salary, or like what? So were you feeling like financially, like a little bit of like,
Yes. Because it was a very, very, very stressful time for me. Like that moment in time. Yes. There was a little, a huge sense of relief, like having a parent company back your payroll, your health insurance, like all the things that like kept me up at night in certain moments of time. Like, that was like, just like, oh my God, I can breathe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like when selling your company, there's multiple ways you can set it up, right? Typically it's based off of like an EBITDA, which is like a, essentially like how your company is valued. And so they take that number and based on the industry, like multiply that to give you like a figure of like, here's what I'm willing to pay you to have like the rights and ownership of your company. So I have like zero ownership in the company anymore.
So like, let's say they in 5-10 years sell it to an even bigger company.
Yes.
You could get screwed in that.
If they sold it, like I wouldn't benefit because I don't have any ownership. Okay. Yeah. So you typically get like a flat fee up front. They can like also do, you know, like a bonus for hitting certain milestones. And then, yeah, now I'm an employee of the company. So I'm paid a salary, like I'm W-2'd, just like a normal employee.
Wow. That does feel like a relief.
It does. Like it, in ways like I can't even explain. Like it's like the pressure, I feel like, is taken off in a way that's just like feels good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then last year you merged with, was that last year? Just last year or two years ago?
Yeah, September 23.
Last year you merged with Socialyte.
Yes.
Or they joined in on.
Yeah. So our parent company bought Socialyte and then they do what we do. Like they represent like Lauren Lane and like tons of people in The Bachelor and like all over the board. And so they were purchased by our parent company and then we decided to merge because otherwise we were sort of like competing with each other. And so now we merged and we're 65 people at the digital department and rebranded because we didn't want to keep our names.
How many people total, just a guess, client-wise, do y'all represent?
It's like 205 or something like that, 205.
And has it been a good merge? Like, has it been something that you've enjoyed, or is there a part of you that did it feel like a lot to take? That, because you took on their clients, essentially, right?
Yeah, their clients, their staff, we all came together mm-hmm. to become one, which, like, I feel like there's power in numbers, right? Yeah. Like, we're one of the bigger talent management companies for influencers in the space now. So it helps us, like, mm-hmm. in the marketplace. And yes, like actually having what I'm a co-CEO, which is funny because you don't normally hear that. Yeah. But Sarah Boyd is the other CEO. I feel like you guys know her, yeah. right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I met her at your party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's been in the space again for like probably 15 years now. So having like that support with her, I love like bouncing off ideas and just like having someone to just like call and chat mm-hmm. like, oh, my God, how do we get through this hurdle or what do we do? Like it's... They say it's sort of like at the top of running a business is like a bit lonely. Mm-hmm. Like you kind of don't like, who do you bounce ideas off of? Like, who's your work wife? Like who? And she's really become that for me, which has been really nice.
Yeah.
Do you? Oh, my gosh. I totally just like lost my question. It just like left my brain. No, no. I don't want to lose it because I would. For people that are. Let's say somebody's listening and they have like 1,000 followers, but they really want to become like an influencer. What are things that somebody can do to kind of create that space for them? And like, where do you see that going mm-hmm. in the future?
Yeah, that's probably like the number one DM I get on my Instagram. How do I do this? Like, yeah. I want to do this because it is so like flashy and exciting. And you see all the brands that are like working in the space. I strongly believe like anyone can be a content creator, right? And things like TikTok have allowed anyone to go like viral overnight and start building a following. So it's not too late. I always say that. Mm-hmm. Like you can literally start tomorrow and be a content creator like and start making money within 3 to 6 months. Like I really strongly believe that. But I think the first thing you got to do is like figure out what's your like mission, like what's the value you bring as a content creator, because there's so many people doing it. So how do you stand out? Like what is your point of view? Like what type of content are you creating that provides value and can build a community? And so figure that out. And then you just got to show up. You just got to like start creating content literally every single day, like post the TikTok every single day. You also have to like stop caring what people think. I actually did a poll on my Instagram that was like, what's stopping you from being a content creator? And like so many people were like, it's because it's cringy or I'm afraid of what right. people are going to think mm-hmm. of me. And you literally cannot care about that. Like you just got to go and you got to post. If this is something you want to do, who cares what like your cousin in Missouri thinks? Like right. you just right. can't, right? Like right. at the end of the day, like they're going to be like hopefully clapping for you when you're successful mm-hmm. and or jealous. So it's like.
Because there's like niche people now too, or like what are they called? Micro influencers?
Micro creators.
Like you can have yeah. a smaller number, yeah. but still be making just as much money with like 10,000 followers yeah. as 10 million because you're like so niche mm-hmm. in that, whatever that demographic is.
Yeah, for like sure. you're able to sell products and.
Yeah, brands right. love micro creators because it's just like, they're cheaper, like at the yeah. end of the day, and always have this like strong community because you have this like one-on-one dialogue mm-hmm. that like a macro creator like Becca like just can't have with her audience all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, just different.
I do feel like that has just recently changed where the micro creator has like a new sense of power. And I was curious from like a brand, agency standpoint, what is the number of followers or what is it about someone that, because, you know, you can say like, oh, anyone can be a content creator, but mm-hmm. as an agency, what are you looking for to represent someone and what are the numbers or like, yeah. What is it about someone that you're going like, I'm going to take a chance on them and I want to represent them?
Yeah. I think just like from like a bird's eye view, like 50,000 followers is usually where you can like start monetizing like in a real way that mm-hmm. it makes sense to have a manager and give up a percentage. Mm-hmm. However, one of my clients, Raimi, you know, mm-hmm. Raimi.
Yeah.
I started repping her when she had 15 or 10,000 followers. She's got near a million now. Mm-hmm. Like this has been over 10 years yeah. that she's built this. She makes so much money mm-hmm. and I was able to build with her. And I think what excited me about her is that she had a vision. Like she's like, this is what I want to build. This is why it's different. And this is why a manager can help me build those mm-hmm. things. And she's like such a hard worker too. Mm-hmm. She shows up, she creates content. She's just like so passionate.
But what's the vision? You don't have to share hers, but like, what is an example of like having a vision?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I think like yours is maybe like you want to create a community for modern women who feel confident in whatever it might be. Like that is your vision as a content creator. And then like you might have ideas that help like bring that forward. So having this podcast or mm-hmm. writing a book or whatever it might be, like having those ideas and that vision that kind of like pair together. That's sort of what I'm looking for.
And then getting brands that like align with that?
Not necessarily. Like, I think that's where I come in. Oh, like, okay, it's like, okay. Hey, look, like I want to, you know, launch this podcast or I want to do this. And then I can come in and be like, here's brands that I feel like I could go and sell and pitch this concept. Or here's how I can help you build this podcast or whatever you want to do. I think if someone comes to me is like, I want to be a content creator because I want to be famous and make money. Like, that's just not interesting to me. Like, I want someone that like is willing to create content that provides value and is interesting. And like, they have like a space they can carve out.
EC has a question.
Oh.
Hi, Allie. I'm a big fan. First time, long time. What about people out there that don't have a big following? They don't want to get paid, mm-hmm. but they want to get those PR boxes.
Oh, like yeah.
Merch and stuff.
Yeah.
How does one go about that?
Yeah. So that is like, well, first of all, there's like a handful of different platforms you can sign up for.
Really?
Like one is called FOHR or Pawn. Are you asking for a friend or are you asking for yourself?
A friend that may or may not want these things. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So there's tons of platforms that you can sign up for. Also, just like introduce yourself, like get in the DMs of these brands. Like so many brands are just so thirsty to like send product and get content and get those impressions. So like, yeah, that would be like my suggestion is just get in the DMs.
Yeah, right. DMs.
I feel like more than ever brands are like wanting to send stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because I think as like the space has evolved, like paying content creators is expensive. So like an entryway is to like gift and get content that way and get impressions that way. So yes.
Well, then then it's like with TikTok, if someone just posts about something they're gifted and it goes viral, it creates buzz around their product.
Right.
So it makes sense because TikTok has brought this new sense of potential to go viral for
anyone.
One video, anyone.
Yeah, which is like honestly amazing. And we've started repping people that are like have started being content creators within the last 6 months, which is wild. Like doing this for 10 years.
Are people growing on Instagram?
New people are. New people
how
are.
How do people like me old self, ye old self grow on Instagram? Because I've been at my following since The Bachelor, basically.
1.1. Yeah. Growing on Instagram is really, really hard. Like, very difficult. They say, like, reels, like, creating a reel every single day, stories. And now they're actually switching to carousels and static posts being priority.
Yeah, mine are doing better. Static posts are doing better than my reels.
It's like the algorithm is just always changing on us, but
keeping us on our toes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I respect.
My biggest tip, and I feel like Tanya, you do this. Like,
thank you.
You create content every single day.
Every day.
And like you're in it to win it.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that because I feel like I suck at it. I have my crutches. Like, I feel like I always do my like same 10 things every single day. Do you know what I mean? It's like I wake up.
You have
up,
the things you're passionate about, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's also like those crutches that I think sometimes I feel like I need to like be better about just showing more of.
Yeah. Yes. I always used to think that like niching down was like the best way to be a content creator. But I feel like if you want to work with brands, that's not necessarily true. It's like showing everything about you, like what makes you dynamic and interesting, from fitness to being a bride to, you know, whatever's going on, luteal, et cetera.
Right, right, right.
Speaking of being a bride, I want to talk about wedding planning.
Oh, my God. But first,
Allie makes me feel so much better about it,
by
the way.
I do.
Wait, yes. We're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. We'll talk more about that.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for my shiro. Sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farms, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. All right, we're back. So wedding planning. First, let's go back to the start of where it all began that you're planning a wedding. Because when I met you, you were in a different relationship than you're in now. And it's kind of not a similar story as mine, but it was similar in the sense that you were with a person that wasn't right for you. Mm-hmm. And you had signs, but you were willing to ignore them out of the fear of being alone.
Yes, which is a tough one. Like, I think that's common, right? Like, a lot of people are afraid of being alone. I said earlier I was very independent, but I think maybe I'm not. Like, in some ways.
So interesting. You find your person, you find safety in their comfort. And so it's the comfort of wanting to be with that person, because I would consider myself a very independent person, but I love being with Haley 24/7. So
I'm so jealous of that.
When you were... When you were in your other relationship, we traveled all over the world together because you were just ready and willing to leave whenever.
Like I said before, like, I was so obsessed and dedicated to my business at the time, which made like other parts of my life not priority. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was just like the facts. Like, I feel like what you prioritize flourishes, right? Like, we all know that, like, professionally or with anything in your life. Mm-hmm. I do think, too, like, people had always told me, like, when you meet the one, you're going to know. And I'd be like, that is so dumb. Like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard until I met Karsten.
See? Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was like, holy crap. Like, it's like constant butterflies. I'm so obsessed with him. I find everything he does, like, so exciting and invigorating. And, like, I'm just like, oh, I want more of him, like, all the time.
Oh.
And for, no, like, for the first four... How long do we know? 4 years of knowing you, I never saw you that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, ever. We, like, you would talk, like, hearing your conversations, you know, it was just a very different tone. Mm-hmm. And when y'all's relationship ended with your ex and you started dating again, it was like, I saw this new version of you, and Karsten brought out a totally different side of you. And when I met Haley, I experience that same thing. So seeing it happen to your best friend is like such a...
I would have loved to have seen that with you.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just like, I was like happy in a new way. I think too, like, I put business aside for a minute. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what makes Allie happy? What are the things
that
I...
What makes Allie Haley happy?
Yeah, what makes Haley PR happy? And that was just like this like overwhelming feeling, mm-hmm. honestly. Like, and I think like, I mean, I'm sure I can talk about this, but like even sexually, like yeah. I was like, I had this like...
Reawakening
yes. of my sexuality, mm-hmm. which was like stuff I hadn't felt before. Mm-hmm. And it was when you know, yeah. like it really is so true. And I think it's just like he keeps me excited and inspired.
Mm-hmm. I still feel like you're that way. And y'all been together. It'll be 4 years this coming fall.
Is that right? No, 5 years. Because you've yeah. been together longer than we have.
Okay, this is what I'm always like. Did I meet Carson first or did you meet Robbie first? Because
met Carson first because I remember specifically. It was new. You guys were like yeah. newly dating.
Yeah.
But it was Becca's birthday dinner. And you were telling me how you met this.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Dinner.
What?
Yeah.
She was telling me how she met. That you met this guy on Hinge that you really like. And so you were in early days. But I remember specifically because I got on Hinge October 31st. And then I met Robbie November 1st. So you guys were for sure dating for maybe like a few weeks before I met Robbie.
I don't think this is right. I think
yeah,
this
was a different guy.
Okay, let's just say I dated. Oh my and God, I dated was a different guy? Hard. I was like, I was in my single.
I knew what you were talking about. I was like... No, it's not Carson.
Oh, it's a different guy.
I think
guy.
What I said is I was having a lot of fun mm-hmm. on Hinge. I was
you
like,
said you're meeting great people.
Yeah,
on
I was
Hinge.
Meeting great people on Hinge, and I was dating. Like, was like,
so when did you guys meet?
We met. I guess we matched in like November
of 2019.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I was 31 at the time. So, oh my God, that's so crazy.
Yeah. So it'll be 5 years this. Yeah. Yes. This fall, this November.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I think that.
Oh wow. My reality is like totally shook down.
But I do want to say, like, did I not tell you?
And it was a different guy. Well, whatever it was, it inspired me. And I got on Hinge the next day and met Robbie the following day.
No.
Yes, I met him November 1st of 2019.
Because you weren't on Hinge at all?
At all.
Why?
I literally downloaded it. I don't know. Oh, no. But, so it was yours.
It was anti-apps.
Yeah, it was your story. And then I'd gotten my vagina waxed.
Yeah.
And my vagina waxer met her guy on Hinge. And I was like, this is the universe telling me I need to get on Hinge.
Yeah.
So
I was on... No, I tried Bumble for like 2 days.
Yeah.
Becca helped me launch. I went...
Yeah,
I launched.
It was a whole
launched
thing.
The apps. But then I only did Hinge, I think, at the end. Like, I didn't do like Raya or any of the like other things.
So you knew pretty much immediately that Carson was the one. Like, you had the feeling that everyone told you were going to have.
I was like obsessed.
Okay. And then y'all got engaged 2022.
Ooh. Yeah.
And people, I remember it vividly.
Yeah.
Right before Thanksgiving 22.
Yeah.
Because I remember showing it to Robbie being like, look who's engaged.
You're like, interesting.
They've been dating a little bit less than us.
A week less.
You thought it was longer.
Yeah, true. Well, I think I said around the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you've ever told your story of getting engaged publicly or if you've shared that. About how y'all got engaged. A lot of people are wondering.
I don't have a lot of public outlets, minus my Instagram. I did do an Instagram post
or TikTok.
About it. TikTok. We got engaged November 22 in Hawaii, in Kona, the Big Island. Carsten took me to this really cute church that we drove up to, and I thought we were just doing like some sightseeing, and I immediately was like, oh my God, this is the church my parents got engaged at. Because I know this because it's like printed in our home.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a surprise. I was like, this is so sweet of you. Like, how thoughtful to take me here. Like, let's take some photos. And then he gets on his knee and he's like so, so nervous and like shaking. And I was like, you're getting so weird. What's happening? I was like, oh, my God, I'm being proposed to. And that's how it happened.
Did you black out?
Like,
do you remember
bit.
What he said?
No. And I don't think he knows what he said, right? Like, it's just sort of like, oh my God, ring is coming. Like, oh.
Yeah.
We asked this lady, like, to take photos of us who, like, they were the worst photos. Like,
no,
I didn't really
so
get.
Cute.
Yeah, we didn't really get, like, the best content, which is fine. But, yeah, that's how it happened. It was, like, a whirlwind, though. Like, it was just. I still can't believe it. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm, like, too young to be engaged. And, like, teen bride. She's a teen bride. Yeah. I'm like, am I old enough to be doing this? Like, I'm not sure.
Right, am I responsible enough to, like, yeah.
Like, it makes you, it's like, whoa. Like, and I never was one of those ones that was, like, dying to get married. Mm-hmm. Like, I really never, like romanticized that necessarily. So like diving into the wedding planning process and like doing this, I'm kind of like, whoa, this is fun. This is a lot.
But like I feel like I get such a reprieve. I don't know if that's the right word.
When that's a big word.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're never really sure if it's being used right.
Right. A big word, but we go with it. When I talk to you about this stuff, because you got engaged in November of 2022 and you're getting married in the year 2024.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And everybody's always on me like, why haven't you started planning? I'm like, it's so intimidating. And it's just like a lot, you know, like it's a lot financially.
Yes.
It's a lot. Like when you both have full-time jobs, like mm-hmm. there's only so much, and we have two kids in the mix. Like there's only mm-hmm. so much time that we can devote to like trying to figure it out. And then like, there's just so much. And I always feel like I always feel like we're kind of on the same wavelength with all this stuff because like it took you some time to like get it going.
Oh yeah.
And that's what I feel like is like happening with me too.
I was very overwhelmed by the process. And I think because like I work in this, like the industry of like events and production mm-hmm. and stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, like planning this, like I know it's going to like go into this. And initially we wanted it in LA, but then decided to do Amsterdam because that's where Karsten's from. He's Dutch, which I'm like, oh my God, and overseas planning, that's like a whole other thing. It's a lot. Like people say it's like a second full-time job and like we both have full-time jobs. So it's like, where do you find the time? For us, it's like we've carved out like an hour each week to kind of like, it could go in your family time. Isn't that what you call it? Family time?
Meeting, yeah.
Family meetings. Yeah. Like, you know, maybe you make them an hour longer and it's like the wedding planning time.
I think once you get a date and a venue, I think it starts to flow. It's just like, we can't even figure out a date and a venue.
Okay, so that's not figured out yet.
Right. No.
I think the difference of like you said, everyone's on you. I think it's that you have been so vocal about wanting this. I think Allie was like, yeah, I'm going to take my time. There's no rush. I think that's why people are like.
What's interesting, though, is like I love having people over. Like I love having parties like at our house, having people mm-hmm. over. Like I love that.
Yeah.
The idea of like planning an event is so overwhelming mm-hmm. to me. Like it really is, because I have no idea. Like I just like, I don't know what I'm doing. Obviously I have a wedding planner who knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
But like, I think that it is because I've had so much of this like dream in my head.
Yeah, there's pressure.
There's pressure.
Yeah. There's so much pressure that it's like, you don't know if you're making the right decision ever.
Yeah. I mean, it's also a lot of money.
Yes.
Which I feel this weird guilt about. I don't know how to explain it really. Like I'm like, ooh, this is so much money to spend on something. I don't know if that is a hiccup for you. Like it's kind of like, oh, should I just elope? And is that the route we go? Or do I have this like lavish 500 person wedding? Like which way do I go?
It's like your head and your heart are constantly like combating each other because you're like, yeah, I can have that, save this money and do like buy a house or do all these things. But mm-hmm. then in my heart, I'm like, but I've always really wanted a wedding and to be the bride. And like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like you have these two competing things. And I think also being in your 30s mm-hmm. and your 20s, I would have spent all the money. I would have like gone in debt to like have this carriage bring me out like a Cinderella slipper. Do you know what I mean? Like there would have been no stop to it. Yeah, and now that I'm older and I'm like, I make my own money and like, you know what I mean? I just feel like it's just
well,
so
you're
different.
Also, you have different, you're like, I want a house. There's just different things that you're like.
Yeah. Like money doesn't grow on trees. Yeah.
No, it sure doesn't.
No, it don't.
It don't. Okay. First of all, did you enjoy your bachelorette party?
Oh my gosh. Okay. I had like a week and a half hangover from that.
Us too. I think everyone
like,
did.
Yeah. I was so unwell. I just cannot drink anymore. I didn't even drink that much. I had like maybe two shots and like a tequila soda.
What?
No, I really didn't drink that much.
How did we take so many shots then?
We all took way more than two shots. Yes.
You guys are stronger than me though. So the hangover was real, like mm-hmm. horrible. But the event, the Bachelorette itself, amazing. Thanks to you. Thank you for helping. As Mo.
You don't, go ahead. I was just gonna say, Allie planned her whole bachelorette. Like, Allie had a vision for what she wanted. Like, if I had done it, there would have been Randy and Klein paraphernalia, and she had a vision and planned the whole thing. So, every time that people compliment me about the bachelor or you say thank you, I'm like, I showed up, I guess.
I was a bit of a micromanager, not gonna lie. Like, I definitely had the mood boards, the Pinterest, the vision for it. But you got us those amazing bags from Poolside, which were like so cute. You got us gifting, like you did a lot, and you also were like the vibe. Like
she was the vibe.
You kept everyone excited. You included everyone. You just are like you're such a ray of sunshine in that regard. And I think literally everyone, like my sister-in-laws, where they were like, we love Becca. Like, we want her to be our best friend. Like, they were like obsessed with you. So that's what you brought to the table, which I could have never done.
It's priceless. It really is.
Priceless.
You don't know.
You don't know how you touch people. Like, you really are. It's
a gift.
It's a gift. I don't have the touch of touch. Do you have it?
I don't think I have it.
Yeah. I think most people think I'm like really standoffish and like businessy. But then when you get to know me, I'm like, I'm not. I can confirm. Yeah.
But anyway, do you know what's so crazy though? Is like, you're never going to have a bachelorette party again.
Okay. Yeah. That's why it's dark. Yeah.
I know it gets dark. Oh.
Well, God willing.
Wedding blues. Right? Post-wedding blues. Yes. I cannot even imagine.
Like, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Excitement's done.
Like, I think that there's something psychological with me too that's pushing everything because I'm like.
You still get to like.
You don't want it to be over.
Yeah. I'm never going to be the bride again. You know, like I'm never going to have a bachelorette party.
This is kind of
like,
dark.
It's kind of dark.
The cutest part, I always say, is being the fiance.
Yes, I know. And I'm like, I'm never going to have this period again. So I feel like I just keep pushing it. Like, I'm like, no. Like, I can't get married until 2024. It's too soon because I'm like, I don't want it to end.
I get that 100%.
Yeah.
Don't let it end.
I just be engaged for the rest of my life.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes, 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
2 sisters and 1 friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. It took me a while to figure out my mom is more than the mom stuff she did for me. The laundry, cooking, and driving. She's got a whole life outside of motherhood.
My mom moved to the United States of America, did not know English, learned English, rode her bike to Long Beach State to get her degree so that she could... I mean, she is literally like my hero, my shiro. Yeah.
Shiro, for sure. That's amazing. Well, this Mother's Day, give mom her flowers. She deserves the best. That's why I'm sending my mom farm fresh flowers from Bouqs. That's short for bouquets.
And we got you 25% off your entire Bouqs purchase so that you can send some too.
Here's why we love the Bouqs company. Bouqs is different. Their flowers are cut fresh and sourced directly from the best flower farm, so they last way longer. They even have flowers grown on the side of a volcano.
Bouqs has modern designs and unique flowers that you can't find anywhere else.
Bouqs is simple. You go online, pick a delivery date, and you're done.
Mother's Day is May 12th. Don't miss the chance to thank your mom. Order your Bouqs now.
And with 25% off, you can send some to mom, wife, aunt, and even grandma.
Go to Bouqs.com and use promo code SCRUBBING for 25% off. That's Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING.
Bouqs.com, promo code SCRUBBING. How did you, so after the wedding, we're going on a buddy moon and there's a group of us going with you and Karsten to celebrate the wedding, the nuptials. How did you come to the conclusion of doing that versus a honeymoon?
I think because we were all going to be in Europe And I was like, when will I have all these friends in Europe with me again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that feels rare.
Yeah.
Once in a lifetime, if you will.
Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, let's do a buddy moon.
I'm so excited.
We're going to Mallorca, which is going to be, which you've been to before.
I've been to, but I've never been to Amsterdam. So I'm very excited.
You haven't? Yeah, nope. You have.
No, I haven't.
No,
not
you
many
have.
People have.
Never. I've never been to Amsterdam. I'm like, no, you really
no,
have.
No, I haven't. And like I've always wanted to go. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Have you been to Amsterdam?
No. Uh-uh.
You know. Have you?
No.
Oh my God.
No, I would say not many people have.
You're so well traveled.
What country is it in, Becca?
The Netherlands.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good job.
And they speak Dutch.
Yes, good
that
job.
That I didn't know for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I know the time is there were so many questions that people wanted me to get to. I think we did business, we did wedding, we did friendship. People also wanted to know your thoughts when I started dating Haley, or like how I told you or what I told you when we like kissed or whatever.
Oh, I actually vividly remember this. I don't know, maybe I'm like wrong, but I think this is how it went. We were at like a brand event together for like Bulgari.
Yes.
Yes. And it was this like really fancy event. I like was your plus one. We went,
She's always, you're always her plus one.
I know. So true.
Oh, dark.
Oh, I didn't know where that was going.
Yeah.
Oh, you would say no. They're too, these events are too late for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, past your bedtime.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go meet up with this girl. Like, and I think you had met her before.
Yeah, we met on Wednesday. Oh, that was on
I know,
Friday
like, the story. Yeah. And you're like, I think I'm going to go to, like, Chateau, right?
Yeah.
Marmont with her.
Well, I didn't know that's where I was going at the. Oh. We were going to go get a drink.
And I was like, what? Like, I was like, okay, cool. Like, I just thought it was a friendship thing. I was like, okay. And then I think we talked the next morning and you had, like, made out, right?
No, not that night.
Oh, you didn't?
Not that night.
The next night we made out.
Okay. And I was like,
yeah, when she said I made out, I was like,
yeah,
I did not see the story going.
No,
that way.
I was like, not when you said
and
you were meeting
I,
up.
And then I didn't want to seem shocked. So I was like, oh, cool. Yeah. Like, yeah. I tried to like knock the shock look off my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure you did a great job. Yeah. You're so chill.
Face. But I think I was like, I was so excited for you because like, I'd never had seen you get excited about someone before.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, what about that guy or this guy? And you're kind of just like, like not interested.
I know. I don't have that chip in me. I just don't think I have it.
And then when you talked about her, it was like, yeah, we made out. And I was like, oh, my God, this could totally be something. And then when did I meet her? I don't know.
I don't think I met her until like May of the fall.
Well, she was on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, in Europe. No,
she did her US tour, like she left the week after we met. So like not really anyone met her for a minute.
I feel like I met her.
I met her at a beach trip. I remember it was a beach trip.
A beach trip?
Was it?
No. You met her at my house because you helped me clean all day.
Right.
Yeah. When did I meet Haley?
I don't know. We need to go back and figure this out because
honestly, my old age, my memory is just going.
You are not old.
I feel like it's going. My memory is going.
I've always had my best friends were so like, okay, what? Like, it was like, what? Okay.
Yeah, it was like, I think I went from like, oh, wow, to this is exciting. Yeah. And then I was like, wait, I need to see her on Instagram. I was like, oh, she's so cool. I was like, wait, she's really, really cool.
Yeah,
and I was like,
she might be
style.
Too cool for us.
Yeah, she had the whiz.
I think I was intimidated to meet her. Initially. And didn't she think I was intimidating or something?
Yeah, I think everyone thinks that you're, like you said, very businesslike. But once the veil comes off, you're truly one of the funniest people. And I think for a long time, I featured you on my Instagram story dancing. And that's how people got to know you.
Yeah.
So then when
those are just so gross.
It's amazing. That's when my content was thriving the most. And I think that people see you in such a... When I go to your work or see how your coworkers interact with you, it makes me laugh because I just think you're so funny.
I know.
And people don't get to see that all the time.
No. Which is hard. Like being... I mean, you know, like being in corporate, like you have this like way you have to be.
Yeah, I
can't do
it.
Which I don't feel like I get to be myself all the time.
Right.
You said Karsten wrote you a letter, I think, on your birthday or something. He said something like, thank you for always filling our house with laughter. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Are you gonna cry?
Yeah, maybe. Like, yeah. Yeah, he did say that. He said filling our home with laughter. And I was just like, and I feel like that's actually like the center point of our relationship. Mm-hmm. And what I like seek out, I think, in any friendship, like mm-hmm. with you, for example, it's like it's always centered on like humor mm-hmm. and funniness mm-hmm. and just like constantly laughing. And I think that's like my love language, maybe. I don't know if not.
I do too. It's not an official one, but I feel that way too. And I feel like it's funny because I have such a different relationship with both of you. Like, y'all are both my best friends, but I have such a.
Which one's better?
They're different.
You're so sick. I literally can't compare.
They're just so different. But
if you had to rate them on 1 to 10.
If I texted you the way that I text Allie, you would be devastated.
Oh, really?
Sometimes I'll like ask her like cute stuff. Like, how are you feeling? How's your heart? Like, what's going on? And she'll text me back and be like, what's going on? Like, I don't understand. What is this?
She goes, I'm
like,
yeah, just, like, how are you feeling mentally, spiritually, emotionally? I'm like, I'm just trying to clean my house right now. What do you need me?
Yeah,
or
do
something?
You need something? I'm like, just like,
ouch.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it wasn't ouch. It was more just like, are you okay? What's happening?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever asked you, like, an important moment, sure, like, I'm there and I can be emotional, but day-to-day, like, I mean, I also text really, really weird, like,
yeah,
you always said.
It's like a different language.
It's like one sentence or one word or, like, I'm just very, like, short.
You have friendships where you have different humor with your friends.
And, but, like, if you had to, like, you know, you when you're in school and you had to pick your kickball team, and if you're picking your kickball
really wants
team,
to go
who
there.
Would you pick first?
I'll drink. I'll take a shot.
Oh. Probably means
kickball?
You.
I feel like maybe you.
I would say
for
you.
Kickball.
No,
I don't know,
like,
that I'm
like
choosing either of you first.
Choosing my sister's probably.
She really just wants you to pick. We pick?
Yeah, just rate us.
I'm not picking.
Oh.
It's different. Like, it's
just
so
different. Yeah, it's like picking a favorite child. You don't have a favorite child.
Oh, that's
but
a good way
always
to
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing. Parents say they don't, but they do.
Okay, pick between Sunny and Robbie.
Oh, Robbie.
Robbie.
Oh, my God.
Pick between Phoebe and Haley.
What?
Haley.
Haley, but, like, that's really hard.
Oh, my God, no. What?
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, I don't, like, no. I mean, Brooks is, like, number one king of all kings, but...
King of all kings.
But Carson goes above him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Haley goes above all, but that's tough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Wait, I want to go back to... I know, we gotta go. But if you were to give a 2025 bride any words of wisdom, tips, money tricks, anything, like, what would you... Because you're getting married soon.
Yeah. Elope.
Oh.
100% elope, or do like a really intimate, like, little beach dinner or something with like 20 people, 15 to 20 people. Just make it really simple. Don't spend more than like $10,000. Like, it is just so much money, time, and investment in something that lasts just one day.
Okay, but hold on. We need to revisit this after we have the wedding, because the wedding might be like, whoa.
I'm so excited and feel like so privileged to be able to like have this wedding. Like, not everyone can do that.
Right.
And I feel like having an elopement and, like, getting cute content and dressing up for the day or really intimate, like, dinner would have, like, the same sentiment, I think, without maybe all of the headache. But again, like, I haven't been married. I haven't done the whole wedding. I am so excited for mine. But maybe I'm telling you to go elope.
Not
going to
happen.
Okay. Well, and I guess if you
because
were someone.
Here's the thing, I think. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You are never. God willing, never going to get married again, right? So this is like, this is my wedding. Like, this is my once in my lifetime wedding.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be this like smorgasbord, overboard, Cinderella carriage like I wanted before. But I feel like, let's say in 10, 20 years, you can always have an intimate beach dinner party. You can't have a wedding again. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Okay, so let me like re-answer and I'll answer in the way of like, okay, you want to have a wedding and that's the thing.
Yeah.
So... finding a really good wedding planner is key. Like, they're the person who knows the vendors. Like, they are going to keep everything, like, straight. Figure out your budget and stick to it ahead of time. It's very easy to be like, oh, sure, I'll add the extra $5,000 flowers because why not?
Right.
But if you
like,
have
give me
your,
the fog machine.
Yeah, like, you don't need the fog. You can do a fog machine?
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Okay, no fog machines. There's one of my tips. And yeah, stick to that budget and have fun along the way. Like, it's not work. It's not serious. Like, the planning process should be fun and exciting.
Great. Right. So wedding planner.
Yeah. And set a budget and like have fun along the way.
What about a stylist?
Oh, don't. This has been such a headache for me. Like, I don't think that I like naturally have good like personal clothing style. And so like having to like dress myself for the wedding events. Like, Becca probably has 4,000 different like links that I've sent her.
Both
like,
of us back and forth.
Yeah. For like, mm-hmm. what am I wearing to this? And what like, so a stylist is fun. Maybe. Are there like wedding stylists? Like, that is like, so, if that's not a business, like that should be a business.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. That's my recommendation too.
All right.
Where can people follow you? All the tips and tricks on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube Shorts.
Sick. Substack now because I just launched one.
Whoa. Oh, that was what I was going to ask you about. Yeah. Where, what platforms you're seeing growth on?
Okay, so do you guys know what Substack
is? I've heard of it, but I thought it was like political.
I mean, yeah, there are like political writers on it, but it's basically like a blogging platform with like a newsletter built in. Mm-hmm. Actually, it could be really interesting for scrubbing in. That could be something we, yeah.
A newsletter?
Yeah. Like on top of the Facebook group. Yeah. Which I am an admin of. Mm-hmm. Very proud admin.
Creator of.
Yeah, creator.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You made it.
That is true. I need to get more involved with this. Yeah, I love my scrub sisters.
Yeah, they love you.
Oh, that's sweet. I think platform that is like really interesting right now is Substack. I think that's like really, if you like to write, mm-hmm. like it's a really great platform. TikTok, YouTube Shorts, Instagram always.
Snapchat?
Yeah, Snap for like the right creator. Like mm-hmm. It skews younger, right? It's like more Gen Z. Mm-hmm. But it has something called Spotlight where you can like, it's just like a feed, like Instagram Reels or a TikTok feed. So mm-hmm. you can just like post your short form there and yeah, start building a following.
I had a conversation last week about how I'm accepting that I'm a millennial, not Gen Z.
You're like a mid to high elder millennial.
I know, but yeah. I'm having to accept it. You of all people know.
Wow.
So like,
yeah, but you're like core millennial. Yes. But yeah. I understand having to like wrap your head around that.
Yeah, wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
Felt like you could relate. Okay, so where can people follow you? What's your Substack?
I guess just my Instagram, which is Allie Grant. And then I have started a TikTok and a new Instagram about like creator tips and tricks. Like if you're interested in getting into that space, I'm starting to build content there for people.
Why'd you choose to make a separate account for that? Like I liked that on yours.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I'm just
it's like a different part of you.
Oh, really? Like put it on my normal Instagram. I feel like my normal Instagram is so like fashion, beauty, aesthetic blog.
Oh, that's what you that's what you think it is.
Okay, interesting. That's good feedback. Maybe I do just
I like the tips.
Talk about like trying to build a new Instagram from scratch. I don't even know how to like do that.
Here's what I think though. I think there's I think it's smart because it separates anything that you want to keep personal on your Instagram. It separates the work part of it. Mm. So I think having a separate one is smart because you don't want to feel like your whole personal Instagram is all business and you always have to post like tips and stuff. You know, people can reach out to you and you get feedback through the business account.
Okay. Thank you. Both great thoughts. Great. I'll take them both into consideration.
Thank you so much for scrubbing in after all this time.
Yes, thank you for scrub-dub-dubbing.
Oh, thank you.
We love you so much.
I love you both. Thanks for having me.
Wow.
Bye.
See you next year.
Bye.
See you next year.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.